tell me a little about, tell me about yourself. Like, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in New York till about 9.
Okay.
And then, my family moved to New England, New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire, okay.
And then when I was 12, I got moved away from my family.
Okay.
Not from very good circumstances. And then I just moved all over. And then I moved all over the country all my life.
Okay.
Yeah. I just never stopped moving. It's kind of gypsy.
Yeah.
Well, I just got a housing voucher.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for a home.
Okay.
It's a little struggle, but it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's
stressful
because I want a home so bad.
Yeah.
After being 15 months homeless, you know, because I know winter's coming again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and with freeze advisory in Vermont, they'll put you up in a hotel. I've
been
it's freeze advisories. But until it's freeze advisories, it's, you know, you're bouncing around couch to couch. Or you're outside in the town.
Yeah.
You know, and it's getting cold.
So how have you survived? How has it worked?
Right
here?
Now, I'm renting a piece of floor.
Okay.
For $10 a night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is that at?
At a friend's at Putney,
friend.
But there's no heat.
Oh.
You know, so it's been kind of cold, and I've been getting sick.
Yeah.
So I'm just desperate to find a place.
Yeah. Do you have any?
Do you have kids?
No.
No.
Do you have any siblings there?
I'm the oldest out of 13 kids.
Wow.
I'm the youngest out of 5, but 13.
13, oh my goodness.
Oldest out of 5 that had the same parents.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was taken out of home when I was 12, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still in touch with any of them?
Five, the top 5 of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they all over?
They're all over the country.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't keep them. I mean, we keep somewhat in touch.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So you were kind of starting to talk about the community.
Yeah, the Joplin Center, it's like a extended family.
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody kind of
right.
looks out for each other and stuff like that. Yeah. And then I go to Turning Point as well.
Okay.
So I like that too.
Yeah.
It's like another extended family there.
So, yeah, another way to be connected.
Yeah. Which... to keep sober and straight is really hard being homeless. Yeah, and you get so depressed being homeless, so not having both support systems really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so
and the bottom line is you can get to a point where there's just no avenues to turn.
Yeah.
There's just none, and there's nothing you can do. And the world can turn around and say, sorry, you know.
So does it feel like that for you sometimes?
It got there.
It got there.
It got there where... You're back against the wall, and you sign up for everything you can, but there is absolutely nothing nobody can do.
Yeah.
You know, and you can sign up, and you can call every day for the shelter, but it's filled up, and there's a waiting list, you know, and it's, you know, it's just the breaks, you know, there's nothing nobody can do. It's a job.
Yeah.
It's a job just trying to find a place to stay, get food in your tummy, you know.
Do you feel like a lot of people understand that?
No, because you got people, you know, they think you're a bum. They think you don't want to work. They think, you know, they do. They look at you.
Yeah.
You know, look down at you.
Yeah.
You know, so you try not to tell people that you're homeless.
Yeah. Tell me about one of your favorite places.
I had a porch, and I put a mattress out in the porch. I had furniture out in the porch and the TV out there and a curtain and blinds and I love decorating.
Oh, okay.
I love decorating really, but if I had the career choice I should have had, it should have been interior decorating.
Really? Really? Yeah. So that you love,
I love decorating. Yeah, pretty good at it. But I had a really good porch set up. I try, when I walk down the street, I always try to smile and say hi to everybody I walk by.
Yeah,
and
okay.
A good day is when everybody smiles and says hi back to me. And in Brattleboro, that usually happens.
Oh,
and people in Brattleboro are pretty nice.